Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Kingston actually turned it over. They stepped out of bounds in transition. Brad Hoodie dives down the right side of the lane. This one's too strong. Rebound brought in by De La Kesta.
Up at the point, Gaylor surveying the situation, getting a screen from Green.
Feeds it down to the right side. This one's no good from Green. Rebound brought in by North Huron.
Hoodie with the ball at the point.
Brad Hoodie to the left wing. Couple dribbles, nothing there. Now gets a screen from Weiss. Dives inside the lane. The finger roll's no good. Rebound brought in by Bouchard. Fifth defensive rebound for Kingston in the quarter. De La Kesta dribbling like he's a ball is on a string. Bouchard gets the putback in for two.
Bouchard was a recipient of quite a lot of work by Sainz De La Kesta.
Skilled soccer player out there. North Huron, Weiss, the left block goes up. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Bouchard. And Kingston really starting to flex their muscles here in this third quarter. Aaron Kaler in transition gets the layup alley-oop. This one does not fall. Rebound North Huron and Brad Hoodie pushing tempo. We played 4 minutes in the third. It is 49-17, a 32-point lead for the Kingston Cardinals.
It's been entertaining. You can't drop your head, that's for sure.
No. Will Case back out to Brad Hoodie to the right wing. DeAndre Morris goes down the baseline. Reverse Mike is blocked by Bouchard, but Morris gets his own rebound. Morris inside the paint to Weiss. Turns. Good pivot. This one's no good. Rebound Bouchard. Have a hockey change coming in here for Kingston. Neff goes coast to coast in for two. 25 points for him. 51-17. Really laying it on now in DeAndre Morris. Just turned it over. He left his feet. Wide open, Evan Neff for his 27th point, 8th of the quarter. 53-17, 3 minutes left in the third. Brad Hoodie takes his time across midcourt, being guarded by Kaler. Down to the baseline, Will Case into the corner. Dribbling all the way around to the free throw line, back to Brad Hoodie, right wing. It's a screen from Weiss. Another screen from Weiss against Kaler. Andrew Morris, left wing. Weiss at the free throw line starts his dribble back out to Brad Hoodie. Pops a three right wing. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Koth for North Huron. Shot's no good. Rebound ripped down by none other than Evan Neff. Bouchard tries to go around the back as he was running out of bounds, and it goes out of bounds. Good effort there from the big man. That's his sixth turnover for the team.
I hope he's enjoying his senior year.
Kaler, De La Kesta, Neff, and Green, as well as Bouchard, all sit down out there for Kingston. We now have Luke Fetting, Trayton Wenslow, Caleb Goss, Ronnie Lemke, and number 25, that would be Carter Geister. For North Huron, we have Brad Hoodie, Zaleski, Tyler Moore, Koth, and Case. Brad Hoodie dribbling around the perimeter, back up to Zaleski. Starts his dribble to the right side. Going against Wenslow. Still dribbling. Now he's in the corner on the right side. And gets a screen from Tyler Moore. Coming back around the perimeter this time. At the right wing.
Kingston is still playing great positional
defense. Belly button
defense.
And there's a 5-second violation. And the fifth turnover for North Huron in this quarter.
It's a smothering man-to-man. It's, yeah, really
it's
interesting to
unbelievable.
Watch.
This is the second shift.
Yeah. No let-up by the second shift either.
Lemke brings the ball up for Kingston. Being guarded by Brad Hoodie. Caleb Goss, left wing. Couple of dribbles against Coates. Now the free throw line tries to feed it down to it's tipped away by North Huron. Seventh turnover for Kingston tonight. Brad Hoodie at the left wing. Being guarded by Lemke. He can't get inside. He's trying to slash inside that lane. Nothing there. Zaleski at the free throw line. Now Brad Hoodie gets blocked by Luke Fetting right in front of him.
Fetting?
I'm telling you, they look like brothers out there. Zaleski
really
for the long two. This one's in. Feet were on the line. Zaleski's first points. Gives North here on 19. Kingston with 53. Lemke to Goss. Goss to Geister. Geister, Lemke, left wing. Back to the top, to the right wing. Carter Geister. Give and go, wide open, into transition. Excuse me, the layup from the right side from Ronnie Lemke is good. He is four. The three is no good from North Huron on the chuck from the right wing. Rebound brought in by Lemke.
One and done, 40 seconds to go in the quarter.
10th rebound of the quarter for North Huron.
55-19.
Caleb Goss to the right wing to Lemke. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Fetting and guard by Case. Now to Carter Geister. Wenzelov dribbles down into the corner. 11 seconds left. Back to Lemke. Resets the offense at midcourt. Dribbling at the right wing. Gets a screen from Goss. Now to the corner. Tries to feed it down to Goss. And is stolen away by Will Case. But now it's still loose. And there's the buzzer. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. Kingston 55, North Huron 19 on the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Schur Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Schur Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have three different living communities at three different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Schur's three senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Schur Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the Senior Living section on Schur.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's Schur.org/senior living. Or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's Schur.org/senior living. Schur Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
And now onto the fourth quarter, 55-19. Kingston leading by a whole boatload. Going down left side, Wenzelov is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. These are his first trip to the free throw line tonight. He has no points. Foul goes against number 35 for North Huron. That would be Tyler Moore. His first, and get this, the first foul of the second half, John.
We had a whole quarter clean.
We had a foul fest in the first half, and now absolutely clean. Free throw is no good from Wenzelov. 55-19, 7:48 left.
Well, Kingston totally blew this game wide open with an 18-4 differential.
Second free throw is good. 56-19. Mind you, North Huron with just 4 points in the second half so far. Kingston has scored 19. For three, Zaleski takes from the right wing. This one's no good. Tyler Moore can't bring it in, and it's out of bounds. Kingston ball.
Lemke's bringing the ball up.
Cross midcourt to the right wing. Gets a screen from Carter Geister. Dribbles to the left wing. Hands it off to Wenzelov. Wenzelov returns down the left side of the lane. Goes up strong. He is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul goes against number 35 for North Huron. That would be Tyler Moore, his second, team's second. So Wenzelov back to the free throw line. Just went 1-for-2 on a last trip about 20 seconds ago. His team leads by 37 and now 38. First free throw is good.
That's his second point.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Will Case. Or to left wing, Zaleski. To Case, now to Brad Hoodie. Resets the offense. 7 minutes left in regulation. 57-19. Brad Hoodie dribbling, gets a screen from Koth. Loose ball off a foot.